owned by T. Brian Hill, post current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Of the original Nintendo Mario Brothers. The music wasn't exactly like this, but it's the same melody. It's Monday, which means it's time for a little tech talk. To my right is Jose Hernandez. He's sitting with a bunch of notes he's going to share with you about your TV, your computer, your cell phones, or what might in the near future become your new TV, computer, or cell phone. If you have a technical question, I would call now. Because it's first come, first serve. That's the way we operate here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And Jose is, as he has been for many years, brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Easy.
How are you, Jose?
I am excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm great. My son today was trying to tell me about the Tesla car and the cockpit. There was apparently one in town having something done to it, and a friend of his owns the company that was doing the work to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a friend of my son's went down to look at it, and he said the dashboard, there are no door handles, there are no knobs, no buttons. The dash is like a giant iPad. It's all just... That's pretty slick.
It's all touchscreen.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's wild to see one because from what I've heard, there's only about 60,000 of them out there on the roads. So.
Well, there aren't many, and the problem anybody in this part of the country gets it. I don't know that there's a dealer, so any service is kind of becomes a little bit of an issue. But now that's all electric. That car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the top. There are three levels. There's one that gets 140 miles on a charge, and then two, and then one that gets over 300 on a charge. That's the high end. But it'll be interesting to follow and see if this becomes, we're 10, 15 years away, because you got to have charging stations. And,
yeah.
And my son says that in another 3 years, he says there'll be 300. He's been reading all this, 300 charging stations. Well, 300 charging stations in all of the United States, that's not very many. That's not many. I'd like to think that if I'm going to drive an all-electric car just about anywhere I go, I can plug her in and get a quick charge. I don't have anything to share or anything new. I'm trying to think if I got a new app. I did, but I can't remember what it was. I'll save that for later. Peon, anything?
No tip. No.
And Dan's on the phone, so Jose, it's all yours.
High-speed internet on flights. If you've flown recently.
I've used it, and I hated it.
And you hated it. You hated it because?
It was called Go-Go or something.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it because it was slow, and you can't stream video.
Correct. Starting in 2014, the communications regulator called Ofcon is proposing a new license for a satellite system for aircraft, ships, and trains that you will be able to stream Netflix.
Ooh, now you're talking about a flight that's a lot more pleasurable and goes a lot faster.
It'll probably cost you three or four times what it cost you for the slow, high-speed Wi-Fi. MakerBot, manufacturers of 3D printers, and basically, once you've printed all the Statue of Liberties and ducks you can print, what else do you do with a 3D printer? MakerBot is now preparing to release a 3D scanner. Basically, you take an object, set it on the turntable. 12 minutes or so later, it gives you a fully editable file, and you can print whatever image you want of the 3D that you scanned.
Have you seen the guy that is building a replica Aston Martin?
Yeah.
All out of a 3D printer.
Oh, come on.
little pieces at a time.
He's got about half of it done so far.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, the app, I couldn't think of, like, Road Trippers. It's a travel app, and I downloaded it. I'm looking at it now.
Instead of hotels and restaurants?
No,
and,
it's everything.
Gas.
It's all these categories. Instead of just the points of interest, it's every category you can imagine, and then depending on where you are, it brings up all of the things in that category. It's an extended version of what you've seen before with these points of interest.
Yeah, that's great.
Road Trippers. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem. In the category of companies who want more of your money, Toys R Us is now matching online pricing from 11 e-commerce sites, Best Buy, Kmart, Sears, Target, Walmart, a number of Amazon.com, and several baby product specialty sites. They already match in-store pricing on identical items when a local retailer's current ad is available. They're also going to do it online. Amazon is now going to allow you to trade electronic devices in. So the customers can trade in their devices, including iPhones, iPads, iPods, in exchange for up to $460, depending on the device, of Amazon gift cards. The hook is you trade it in all one place, put everything in one box, and Amazon will pay for the shipping. Microsoft claims that the Xbox One will never be sold without a Kinect. So if you're planning on upgrading the Xbox One, don't let the price of $400 for the console fool you, because you're going to spend probably another $299 on the Kinect.
Hmm.
And last but not least, Google is reportedly getting to work on its own self-driving car. It's going to be a taxi called the Robotaxi. It's going to be a self-driving would initially be accompanied by a driver to mitigate the safety concerns of you thinking the car is going to jump the rails. But eventually the cars will just run around by themselves in the streets.
We are the Jetsons. No, we are.
Getting close.
The Jetsons.
Well, what's going to be nice is for people that are getting older, that lose their driver's licenses because of vision or health issues.
They can still have a car.
They can still have a car. More importantly, they're not dependent on family members or friends to take them somewhere.
Wow.
You can just get in your car and fire up Google Maps and go, take me to the restaurant. And the car goes, okay, we'll take you to the restaurant.
I'm sorry, I'll be dead when all that's all over the
place. Unless you're planning on dying shortly, I don't think it's going to be that far.
I'm planning on checking out pretty soon. I won't be around very long. Hey, let's go to the phones. You want to?
Please.
All right, I believe first up is Cotton. Cotton, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, happy day.
Happy day, Cotton.
So, this is something really stupid and crazy, but is there a way, and there probably is, and if so, how, can I take my wife's recipes, put them on a computer, and then attach it to, like, my cabinets so she could, instead of having a stupid little 3x5 card that gets all dirty and stuff, be able to just pop it up on a screen?
Why wouldn't you just print it out on a full-size piece of paper and tape it up?
Because that's not cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good answer.
You could probably print them to PDF files.
Yes.
And then organize them on whatever tablet that she's going to use.
Cotton, did you know, too, that somebody makes a refrigerator with a screen built into the front of the refrigerator? I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's a computer screen.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't
that like a TV or something?
Yeah, it's a computer screen. You can literally go online and look at recipes or whatever you want right on the front of the refrigerator.
And then watch a YouTube video of step-by-step that somebody's
how to cook it. Yeah. So there you go. Go buy a $5,000-$10,000 refrigerator. There's your answer.
Oh, that's pocket change.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm sure your wife is worth it.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, she is. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Cotton.
So you could do it like on a tablet then. And is there a way of like doing it like, or is there a way you put it on like a regular PC and then have it Wi-Fi to a tablet?
You could do that. The tablet's going to read the PDF file. You can store it on your PC at home and put it through your wireless.
That'd be the way to go.
But I've got an iPad, and they make little covers for the iPad that you can set it up at an angle. You could literally just set it on the counter and then swipe to the next page and put the recipe right in front of her. That's actually pretty easy.
Well, I'm technologically stupid, so.
No, but she's not, maybe. I thought it was
her. No, she's much smarter than I am.
Okay, well, there you go. Thank you, Cotton.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, and to Kathleen we go. Kathleen, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Kathleen?
So, the other day I was at home and they called, HP server people called my house saying that my computer is sending them errors.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have AT&T. Why would they be calling me? Is that something? And I wasn't going to give her any of my information.
What information did the HP server people want from you?
I didn't even talk to her. I just told her I'm not giving you any information. And she kept saying, but I'm, you know, so-and-so. I need this information to quit sending errors, so your computer quit sending errors to our server. I said, I'm not giving you any information. I said I would talk to my tech person, and here you are. I didn't think I would get you in.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, I think let me ask you a question. Is your computer able to receive emails?
Yes.
I think they would email you. Right, Jose?
Well, she said that they could. That's what I said. I said, email me or mail something to me. And she said, I can't do that.
Right.
No, I'll let Jose take it from here. I'm thinking this doesn't sound right.
One of two things is happening. Either they want your information to steal your identity, or somewhere during the conversation they would offer to fix your problem remotely for $149.95.
Oh, okay.
All you have to do is give them a credit card, and they'd take care of it instantly.
And in either case, it's a pile of crap.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Are the problem solvers.
You did the right thing, Kathleen, so you can feel good about
it. None of these organizations are going to call you on the phone because you don't have your phone number listed anywhere in your email.
And that's a great point, especially since most people have cell phones and there's no cell phone directory.
Correct.
This is Michael. Michael, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How's it going?
Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, I'm AM in the PM, and it's hot out here, man.
It is. I went to First Community before I came here. I thought I was going to die. It's real hot.
Yeah, and I'm out here moving brush and pile and stuff.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm one of those U.S. Cellular customers that's getting dropped here real soon.
Yes.
I've got a kryptonite-type flip phone that I don't want to get out of. Okay. I don't want a smartphone. Are those U.S. Cellular phones? Can I flip that into a real cheap Net 10 plan or something like that, or do I got to get rid of this phone?
I spent several hours on the phone with U.S. Cellular's technical and salespeople, and the short answer is no.
No, what?
No, you cannot
use your
phone. You can't use it for anything else but U.S. Cellular. The best bet would be to put it on Craigslist or eBay and sell it to somebody still on the U.S. Cellular network and pick up one of the cheaper Net 10 flip phones that you like.
Gotcha.
All right.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Michael, what are you doing moving brush piles?
Well, we were slow at the deli today, so I came home early. Did you get your cheese?
Hey, so are you a pumpernickel?
Yeah, Michael, that was in the...
Yeah, I did. I got it. It's great. Thank you. It's great. We're all sitting here eating this Gouda
Delicious.
Cheese. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, but thank you for doing what you guys do. I love the piece about the Texas commercial. That was ridiculous. I'm glad you guys stepped up. Totally love your whole station, man. God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's get Richard in here. Richard, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Richard?
Yeah, I've got some mini DV tapes, high def, and I want to come out of the Sony camcorder. It has to come out in FireWire.
Yes.
And any computer that has FireWire is very slow now. And running it through the Pinnacle software.
Right.
What's the answer?
Head to a big box store and pick up a FireWire card to add into your computer. It'd be an expansion card you put in the chassis and it sticks out the back and you can plug.
Right, but what if I'd rather do this on a laptop.
They may sell some PCIe FireWire cards.
That's what I was going to say, PCIe. PCIe.
Laptop is beyond the PCIe days, I think.
Does it have a PCMCIe slot on it?
No.
No PCMCIe slot. There may be, although I have never seen one, a USB to FireWire converter, but I don't know that it's going to be any faster.
Okay, a USB to FireWire.
Yes.
We'll check on that.
Good
luck. Thank you, Jose.
All right.
What the hell are you talking about?
I never even heard those plug names, PCIe, or whatever it was.
After the break, we'll go into it in detail.
I'll pass. Yeah, I wouldn't understand it anyway. Kyle, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
My daughter bought an iPad, brand new iPad, and she used it at our house for a while before she went to college. Went to college, and they're saying that the connection is not connecting because she has a virus. that she got from our computer, our home computer. My issue is they charged her $120 when she called the customer service number through her iPad.
Yes.
For them to go in and clean that out for her to be able to hook up.
Okay.
It worked for a day or two, and then it went down again, and now they're sending her a new iPad. But we're still up to $120. I always thought that iPads didn't get viruses.
Well, that is a myth and rumor that the Apple folks would like you to believe. But,
so that's all on the up and up, you think?
Oh, the get rid of the virus, absolutely. They do get viruses. As a matter of fact, with the Mac OS 10.0 is when Apple first started including antivirus or malware screeners in their operating systems.
Okay.
It's not as popular of a device to put a virus on because there aren't as many Macs in the world as there are Microsoft Windows PCs.
Okay.
When you said she got it from your computer, when it happened again after they fixed it, was she still away at college or had she come home?
Yeah, she was still at college.
Well, then how could it have come from your computer?
I don't know. It didn't come from your computer.
No,
it went from somewhere online that she's going.
Yeah. She's pulling up something she shouldn't be pulling up.
Well, it's probably porn.
Oh. What? Yeah, you said it. No, but that's the first thing I noticed. You said it came from your computer, but then it happened again at college. So that couldn't be the case.
Your computer at home is still working correctly, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not from you.
What's to say this new iPad won't also get the same?
If she goes to the same places, absolutely.
Yeah. You need to ask her what she's doing with that maybe she needs to stop doing.
Well, I'm gonna have a long talk with her and tell her to quit looking you up on porn sites.
Well, you have a hard time finding me.
This is getting creepy.
Kyle, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done any porn. I think I would know that.
I think you're sure you haven't done any.
I believe I would be rejected by the porn industry. They'd take one look and go, next!
I've heard one of the newer categories, though, is a real old guys with young chicks. That's the newest popular one. So
maybe
it is. That one, yeah.
But I'll bet the old guys still have to be, you know.
Get the magnifying glass out.
Well, that's it. We have wrapped up another successful, informative, educational, and entertaining segment of Tech Talk. If you need to email Jose, here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And Jose is brought to you by Oreck. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers are great stores, really good people, and a lot of terrific products to keep your home the home you want it to be. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up if you would for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. There goes Jose, and I'm supposed to have somebody on the phone, but I don't have somebody.
I've been trying.
On the phone. What's the story? This is awkward. This is awkward, and
she's sending me up to him right now.
And unprofessional.
You missed it.
This makes our station sound bad. Not as bad as we sound when we do remote broadcasts, but it still makes us sound bad. Oh, that blinking, there it is. The blinking light means he's there. Hello, John. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. We're obviously on the speaker in your office.
Well, Frank, I usually am always on the speaker phone here at the world headquarters of Johnny Law & Duff Chevrolet.
World headquarters.
Wow. That sounds big.
Who do we have in the office that you told to not go away?
We have our CFO, a long, long time teammate of mine, my right hand guy, Sean Staton. Sean, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, Frank, AM the PM crowd.
Sean, how are you? You know, I've always wondered about that right hand thing. As a lefty, I'm left handed. How did that get started that somebody is my right-hand man? Why couldn't somebody be your left-hand man, I wonder? What is that about?
I think there aren't a lot of you lefties out there.
Like, doesn't the Lord Jesus sit at the right hand of God the Father?
Listen to Father Londo.
So he's saying you lefties aren't worth anything. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
My right hand.
Seen him eat? He flings food all over the place.
Here we go. Man. That did not take long. I've never slung food. What are you talking about?
Well, you know you're right, because it usually disappears pretty quickly.
Oh, okay, wow. What did I do to ask him? What did I do to deserve that?
I don't know. Maybe
it started
just,
off fine.
First of all, we're starting off. We're going to talk about Sean's day. Sean has a very special day this coming Saturday. Very, very excited. Sean, what's happening this Saturday, August 31st?
I'm decided to get married.
Why? No, hold on. Why?
I'm an accountant, and I'm always thinking about deductions.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. There's a logical
that
answer.
That works. Oh, she's a tax deduction.
I'm thinking about deductions.
I hope she's not listening.
No, I'm kidding.
So, Sean, what's her first name?
Kim.
And how long have you dated Kim or known Kim?
About 3 years.
Okay, that's long enough to kind of know what you're doing. And
for probably 5, 6.
I've known her about 5 years.
Yeah. Is this the first marriage for both of you?
My first marriage.
Okay.
He's pretty excited. I'm telling you, he's a bundle of nerves around here. It's just so cute to see.
And it's August 31st, so he's got plenty of time to change his mind, come to
his house. Change his mind?
Well, he could. It happens.
They're an adorable couple. They're very, very happy, and they're a lot of fun to be around. And he does a great job here for the Johnny Lundup Chevrolet team. So,
Sean, can she cook?
She can. She's a very good cook.
Does she clean house?
Not so much.
You can't have it all.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what? That's a great question. You better watch what you say from here on out.
Hey, Johnny, there you go. You can get him a wedding present. You can get him a maid service.
Yeah. That's a great idea, Dan. Yeah. John could give him like 2 years' worth of maid service for his wedding gift. It's a great idea.
I sold some vehicles to the maid brigade.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So maybe, Sean, you just might have the maid brigade then knocking on the door.
Work.
Huh? There we are. But, all right, Sean, we'll continue our discussion later on, but congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
You're free to go. Everybody. Free to go. Bye, Sean.
Bye, Sean.
There he goes.
Yeah, he's pretty excited. What a great guy. But we had a great weekend. Unbelievable weekend. Another great day today. It's a little hot today.
It's hotter than I thought it was. I didn't realize till I stepped out of the car. It's really steamy.
Well, what do you mean you didn't know? I mean, when was the first time you actually like went outside?
I went out to get in the car, but it didn't really hit me then because I was in the garage. And then I went to First Community Credit Union and stepped out to walk in, and then it hit me like a brick wall. Then I knew how hot it was. Not just hot, but humid and steamy and really uncomfortable, and supposed to even get more that way as the week goes on.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like...
But it didn't matter because I had the air-conditioned seats on in the Impala LTZ. My back and butt were not sweating.
Thank God.
Is that the greatest invention?
It is the absolute best invention ever. Cool seats.
Cool seats and keeping Frank's backside cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's important because I am a heavy sweater, and that...
You are a heavy sweater. I've noticed that before.
Oh. What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean?
Where are you guys when together you sweating a bunch?
When did you notice me sweating heavily?
The last time you took me golfing, which was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago. I guess if we're going to go golfing again, I need to take you this time.
I don't play much. I played 3 times in the last year. So it's
really?
Not, yeah, it's not just you that's been excluded. I excluded myself. It just takes 5 hours. It takes all day. And I just backed off for a while. But you're right.
9 holes or 18?
When I play, I like to play 9.
And you say that it takes you 5 hours to play 9 holes?
No, to play 18.
I just asked you, 9 or 18? You said 5 hours. You'd like to play 9.
What are you, an attorney?
You guys are like a married couple.
No, I played 9 holes with you before, and
it took 5 hours.
No, it doesn't take 5 hours, but I mean, you know.
I don't claim to be any good. I've never said. I've admitted that I'm horrible.
You're fun to play with. You're just fun to play golf with. You're fun.
What was that snorting?
Were you
just
hawking
said?
Up a loogie?
Here's what you said. You're fun to play with. No, yes, you did. Play it back. Can you play it back?
No, I can't play it back yet.
No, you did. You snorted. Everybody heard it. The whole audience heard it.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't hear it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
As broadcast professionals, that's just something we're not accustomed to hearing over the air. Oh, I've got to laugh.
The duck
laugh. Hey, your general manager has come on the air about the commercials from Governor Perry.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think, I got to tell you, the first time I heard that, I'm like, what in the heck is this?
And well, apparently every other station seems to think that it's okay to keep having a guy invite businesses to leave town. They just keep running them.
That's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, you know, you might think, well, you know, you're looking at the short picture, and that is, well, you know, they're paying our price for our spots.
Yeah.
But the long of the they're trying to take businesses, they're trying to take workers out of our market.
Yeah, the other advertisers who spend money will pick up and leave if this guy has his way. So good for the station, good for Mark, and
I mean, this is Governor Chris Perry. I mean, he did take a swing at the presidency, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he? I think if you check some of his performances at the debates,
it wasn't. It didn't do.
Oh yeah,
well.
We were talking about that on Friday. He was the one that said there were three parts of the government or something, and he couldn't remember the third one.
Yeah,
came to a grinding halt.
Stopped at two.
Yeah. So let's pick on the beautiful state of Missouri. Yeah, I think it's great. I'm hats off to the station and to Mark Dorsey. I feel the same way. I love his the tagline at the end is "You don't mess with Missouri, and you definitely don't mess with St. Louis."
What kills me is the little bit of criticism is, well, how come you ran it in the first place? Well, the truth is, when advertising comes into this station, especially from out of town, it comes in, it's loaded into the computer. There's somebody sitting in the room when it's done, but it's not always a decision maker. It should be. Somebody should listen and screen everything. But as soon as it was made clear and we realized, or Mark realized, what the thing said, they yanked it right off the air. And that's what you do when you're running something you don't think it benefits really anybody except Texas.
Except Texas.
Yeah.
You think it's hot here.
Oh, it gets real hot in Texas, and I don't have a problem with Texas. Texas is wonderful. I like Texas, but I'd like to keep the business we have as much of it as we can here.
I agree, Frank. That's something that we both can agree on, Frank.
All right, thank goodness.
There's another great thing we can agree on. The deals at Johnny Law & Dobbs Chevrolet are as hot as the temperature outside.
How hot are they?
They are unbelievable. They're unbelievably hot. Here's a great thing. You have a choice right now of a 2013 or the all-new 2014 Silverado. But I'm telling you, you better hurry if you want a 13. You better hurry. They are going fast because we're one of the few dealerships that maybe we were a little crazy 6 or 7 months ago. We ordered heavy. We thought too many, and now we're running out. But we still have a great selection. Regular cab Silverados for only $15,900, and extended cab and crew cab Silverados, half tons and three quarter tons. And the number one selling car in St. Louis, the Chevy Cruze and the Chevy Sonic, both tremendous small cars, probably the best small cars made right now in the world from Chevrolet, the Spark, the Sonic, and the Cruze. So we're going to be open late tonight. We'll have cold water for you. Whatever it takes to make you happy and make sure that you have fun. Again, I met quite a few listeners over the weekend, and they're just great people. They are just great people, and every one of them just loves to laugh. They love to have a good time, and we make sure that they are treated extra special with a little red carpet treatment here. So come and see us. We're open late. Now, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. You notice you didn't have to ask me.
Ask you what?
Number.
No, I didn't.
There's customers outside waiting to see me.
Oh.
Well, that explains that.
No, he wants to get out of here.
The rush to wrap up.
I don't want to get out of here, but I mean, I need to go take care of the customers.
Go sell
something. LawnDoff.com, LONDOFF, LawnDoff.com. You can almost do the entire process online. So you have a great remainder of the show.
We're having a great day so far. This is a good Monday's usually a good day because we're on fire with a lot of stuff to talk about. So go sell some AM and the PM or some vehicles.
Can't wait.
And we'll send you more, okay?
All right, I'll be listening on my way home a little bit.
All right, John.
All right, see you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. John Londoff, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington, Elizabeth Exit, off 270. We will be right back on the Big 550 KTRS.
AM
And it's time to get a look at traffic, and we're going to go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've just cleared an accident from southbound 170 at Brentwood. You're going to be a little bit slow from approaching Ladue down to that point. Looking at southbound 270 now, we've got some stop-and-go traffic from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Also, they've cleared the accident from eastbound 5570 off the Poplar Street Bridge. They've cleared it off to the Route 3 ramp, and there are no delays. But now eastbound 40 is slowing now from Union Station up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Summer Pretzel Dog is a delicious twist on a summer classic. They took a premium hot beef hot dog and put it in a soft pretzel bun. Top yours with melty cheese sauce and bacon or yellow mustard. Try one today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
It's still warm and beautiful outside. That means the Banner construction crews are geared up to beautify your home with new siding. All kinds of siding, including the nation's most luxurious siding, James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding. What makes James Hardy so special is that it looks and feels like real wood, but without all the maintenance problems. However, it's very important that it be installed properly. That's why Banner Construction created a specialized James Hardy Siding Division. In fact, James Hardy has named Banner Construction as St. Louis's preferred installer. If you're interested in beautiful new siding, talk to Banner. They listen to your goals and engineer solutions to meet them, and that includes windows, roofing, and maintenance-free decks. Call Banner Construction for a free, detailed project estimate. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day. Call 569-1050.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full service meat market for old fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com.
You can't beat G&W meat.
That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Fall all means homework for homeowners. If your homework includes a new deck in your future, turn to the decking experts at Hackman Lumber. Hackman's is Missouri's largest dealer of in-stock decking, railing, lighting, and decking accessories. Hackman stocks treated lumber, cedar, TimberTech, Evergreen, Azek, Trex, and Fiberon. They have endless choices of railing systems and LED deck lighting that will make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood. Hackman's Decking Center is second to none. They can help plan your deck and answer all of your questions. Hackman's can also recommend reputable contractors to build that deck of your dreams. Hackman's will not be undersold on in-stock decking materials guaranteed. If you're thinking of a new deck, new grill, or new lawn furniture, Hackman's will save you time, money, and headaches. That's Hackman Lumber and Home Centers, located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, 390 East Wood Street in Troy, and HackmanSTL.com.
That's the smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
If you're looking for a car battery, look to AutoZone, your Duralast battery headquarters. AutoZone's experts can pair you with the best fit for your car. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right back to the phones after. Give me 1 minute. I'll do a little business. That'll open us up some time where we can chat. Stop on the way here at First Community Credit Union, and it was training day today. So behind the teller's counter, there were all these, and you can always tell when they're in training because they're nervous. And I cashed a check, and this guy is, I could just tell the guy was a nervous wreck because the supervisor or whoever's training him is watching him, and he miscounted one bill. And I thought the guy was going to faint or something. I said, hey, man, relax. It's okay. It's okay. And we had a little chat, and I said, are you going to be working here in the valley? He said, no, no, they're going to be putting me at Ellisville. I said, well, good luck. You know, you'll be fine. Every once in a while I go in, and I don't know what the cycle is for that, if it's once a month or once a quarter, but they have training days. And you know what that tells me? That they're hiring more people, which also tells me First Community Credit Union is on a big-time roll. They are really doing well. They had a great year last year. They're having a great year this year. Every day, lots of people are changing where they do their banking to First Community Credit Union. Why would they do that? The same reason you should think about doing it. Great rates. You never have to worry about whether the rates are competitive. They're very competitive. Terrific service. Great fresh popcorn all the time at all the locations. That's just a minor little perk. You don't really go to a place to bank because of popcorn. And, well, now the popsicles make all the sense in the world, as hot as it is. Free popsicles all the way through Labor Day. But the rates, the service, the stability, the security, that's what you want in wherever you do your banking. And we'd like to think that you would consider doing it at First Community Credit Union. For those of you who already do, thank you. And for those of you who might consider it, go to this website, FirstCommunity.com, First Community Credit Union, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I enjoyed your story earlier about Bernice, and you had mentioned that there's a lot of people that I guess new to the show that don't really know who Bernice is, what her history is. Would it be possible to go back and dig up some of her old phone calls to the station and just kind of play those someday?
Well, I'd love to. We screwed up somewhere along the line and lost or misplaced most of that stuff. We don't have much of it, do we, Peon?
I have some.
We have some. Yeah. And, on a day when we play, like coming up for Labor Day, I think we are off the air Monday. Maybe then, we'll dig some up and throw them out there before long. That's a good idea. It's a good idea.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. Miley Cyrus, last night on the MTV Awards. Now, here's a chick who was the All-American Disney Hannah Montana. She made it very clear last night. She wants to bury, cremate, and obliterate Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana is dead and gone, and now we got the new latest skank, slut, whorey, sleazy, gyrating, twerking. I didn't know what twerk was till last night. isn't that a movement, a hip movement,
yes,
like a pelvic thing? First of all, it was MTV, so you can kind of expect some of that stuff. But it got me to thinking, I think in show business, the way to become more successful is do something to be either really controversial or to get yourself in trouble, like get arrested. Because even in the radio business in St. Louis, the people who get in the paper or get on STL Today or get on the news, it's because they've done something bad. They made a statement about Albert Pujols they can't back up, or they spit on somebody, or they sent a dirty email to somebody. That's how you get in the you get publicity on the radio. And I'm thinking, this is my problem. I don't ever get any publicity because I'm boring. So I got to thinking, I'm not kidding. This weekend I thought about this, and I thought, what can I do?
You're going to start twerking?
No. I thought, how can I get the management here to call the police and haul me out of here? I don't want to steal anything. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to get a DWI. And I think I've got it. I like a good cigar every once in a while. You can't smoke in here. If I light up a cigar, it'll eventually work its way down the halls. People go, hey, somebody's smoking a cigar in here. And they'll step in eventually and go, hey, put that out. You can't smoke that. And I'll go, make me.
Oh.
And I'll just keep smoking. Now they're going to have to make it's a tough call. They're going to have to make the next move. I think Hebe is security, but he works for me.
Right.
He's not going to haul me out of here. They got to call the Maryland Heights police, and they have to come in here, police officers, and escort me out because of my cigar.
Well, they do have security here at Westport.
Yeah. Well, those guys are scary looking.
Yeah, they are.
And maybe I get some publicity.
Yep.
Local radio man refuses to put out cigar. Now, you know what? That's wimpy. That's too wimpy. It really is. I changed my mind. Now that I've heard it's too wimpy. I'll think about it. I'll have to come up with something bigger than that. How about Vin Scully coming back next year for his 65th year?
Hey, wow. That guy's incredible.
Unbelievable.
And he still sounds the same.
He sounds exactly the same. Yeah. 65th year in baseball coming up next
year. Good for
him. Yeah, I'll say. 314-969-KTRS. You know what? We're out of time, aren't we?
Yes.
Shoot. I forgot all of it. Can I still get in and make it for Mr. Cleveland?
I think so.
All right, let me do this. We'll get Bill Cleveland in here. The Goodfeed stores, there are three locations in the St. Louis area. I've been watching their TV commercials. I like their TV commercials. I hate that they take money away from radio, but if you're going to have TV, I like it when I see it done right. And Goodfeed does it right. They're very simple, to the point. They have believable people telling you how their back pain, neck pain, leg pain, foot pain has gone away thanks to the Goodfeet stores. They're on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's, South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg. And you don't need an appointment. You walk in. They'll ask you where the pain is. You may say, my feet. Perfect. You may say, back of my legs, hip, knee, neck, headaches. And then they're going to have you take your shoe off. You can leave your sock on if you have ugly warts or calluses. Don't worry. Leave your sock on. And you step on this thing, and it makes an imprint, and it shows them how you're standing and where your pressure points are. And hopefully, the end result will be what has been for thousands and thousands of people, that they come out with the perfect insert for your shoe, and you get up and walk around and go, wow, that is so much better. That's it. That's how easy it is. The Goodfeet stores. You can go to any one of the locations I just mentioned or goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Tim Weiland, Airborne.
All right, Dan, well, they cleared that accident off the Poplar Street Bridge, but eastbound 40 is still slowing from Jefferson up to the Poplar. Northbound 55 is at Park, eastbound 70 at Salisbury. You're looking pretty good on westbound 70, just a little bit off the pace between 370 and Mid-Rivers Mall Drive, and eastbound 270, You're slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by Purolator. Purolator oil filters were invented by America 90 years ago, and they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Save up to 30% on great camping and cycling gear and fall clothing. Go to REI Fall Season Sale, August 23rd through September 2nd.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app. It's free and it's a great app, STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi, the quickest, easiest way to get yourself a good, clean Laclede Cab. And now, I'm stalling because we're waiting for him to pick up the phone. And now, here's Bill. That's right, Bill. Not just any Bill.
He may have to go in the playoffs. We're having phone issues.
Oh, he's not there, is he?
No.
Okay. Well, that
it's not his fault. He said he was calling, and the phone was just ringing and ringing, so apparently it's a phone issue.
Once
here,
again,
which
ladies
is
and gentlemen, I would like to
surprising.
Point out this all of this equipment was built in 1972.
We'll get it straightened out for Bill in the playhouse.
We will get it straightened out in the playhouse, and we'll have Mr. Cleveland then. And now, a quick preview of what you're about to hear during the playhouse. We'll talk quickly about Starbucks. We'll talk about racism and how I don't understand how only certain racism makes the big-time news all the time. I have a crawdad story. I have a movie that I discovered by accident from 2005 that was so much fun to watch, and the whole family can watch it and enjoy it, and it starred Kurt Russell and Dakota Fanning. Do you have any idea what the movie was?
No.
I never even heard of it, but what a great family film it was. We'll talk about how stupid Mike Tyson is. And then if we have time, we'll talk again about Miley Cyrus and how proud Billy Ray must be of his little daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, unbelievable. But for now, we'll just tell you that all that's coming up after the news. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He said it. A visibly angry Secretary of State John Kerry says the evidence that Syria staged a large-scale chemical weapons attack on its own people is undeniable.
The indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, the killing of women and children and innocent bystanders by chemical weapons...